Good morning, Carroll County. This is Commissioner Tom Gordon from District 3, and today I have a very special guest for the podcast. I have Cameron Livesey with me from Soul Man Suites. It's great to have you, Cameron. Thank you for coming in. Obviously, you have your business, Soul Man Suites. What got you interested in baking, and then how did you get into the business?
So I started baking with my mom for my sports teams, and then my dentist suggested to make business cards and start a website.
Okay.
And now I'm doing wine pairings, corporate events, and weddings.
I know you're a busy man, to say the least. I've seen you so many places. So was your mom your inspiration for, I know obviously the baking, was that kind of where the idea for the business came to?
Yes.
That's awesome. Always great to see family and parents involved. That's incredible. Where did the business name come from?
Well, I would always bring cookies to my dentist.
Okay.
And he started ordering some, and he told me to start a website, have people order from me, and now it's been huge.
That's awesome. So basically the community got behind you, saw your passion and your abilities, and just kind of took off. That's incredible. So I know you, like I said, you've been very busy with the business and everything. You were nominated for a Light of Carroll Awards and recognized, for working with individuals and groups and promoting and supporting literacy through extraordinary kindness and measures. What was that like? And tell me a little bit about that, if you could.
It was great. There were a lot of other great people there giving back to the community. And it was just an awesome experience to win it.
No, I was impressed. I mean, was it something that you, did somebody call you up out of the blue and tell you were nominated? How'd that happen?
Yeah, I mean, someone just randomly emailed me and said that I was nominated for it.
So nobody told you that they were going to do it. It just happened.
Yeah.
That's incredible. That's absolutely fantastic. I guess it's been about a month or so ago. I know the group in Westminster, Hey Westminster, which does a lot of grants and philanthropic work in our community. You were a recipient of that. What was it like to be included in that and recognized? How was that?
It was great. They also have a lot of great people that they have there. Mm-hmm. And it was great to have it at the nursing home where I've been going for 3 years also. It was a great experience.
Now, obviously, you have the passion for baking, but what made you want to get involved with the community and give back? Like, what's sort of the origin of that?
I just like seeing people happy from me giving stuff to them.
Uh-huh.
And I started at the nursing home, Oakland Manors.
Okay.
And they were asking for someone to adopt the nursing home residents, and I adopted all of them. And since then, I've been donating.
That's incredible. Tell me a little bit more about what you do and how you approach all this, if you could give me some more just information on that.
20% of my sales go back to the community for organizations and people in need. For the past 2 years, I've donated a baking class for 20 with the Carroll Community College Foundation.
Okay, so that was the Starry Night event that they have every year, though.
Yeah.
I'm sure that was a big hit.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So you've donated baking classes, and obviously you're giving back to the community, both sales-wise and in other aspects. What else do you have going on?
Last month, I donated $220 worth of food and just regular money to the Grassroots Crisis Intervention. Next month, I'm donating to the Carrolltown Elementary fundraiser.
Okay. That's great. That's always good to see you out and about. I know you've been busy, I'm sure, with Valentine's Day. I mean, has that kept you really busy?
Yeah, Valentine's Day is always one of my busiest days of the year because I make heartbreakers, which you break the heartbreakers open and there's candy or whatever you want inside.
Okay. Is there any other types of times of the year that are really busy besides Valentine's Day?
Definitely Christmas.
Okay.
Those are probably the two busiest times.
So obviously you're very passionate about baking. You've got your business, which I think is fantastic to see young entrepreneurs in our community. And then, you know, you're very philanthropic and you're very actively giving back. So what other things do you like to do when you're not baking and giving back to the community? What else do you enjoy?
I play travel baseball, and I mean, I have school also. So there's not a lot of other stuff.
Well, I can understand. I mean, you're a very busy young man, to say the least, but it's just incredibly impressive with everything you've got going on. And you've even done like some celebrity cakes, correct?
Yes. I baked a cake for John Stamos. He was actually really nice.
That's cool. I've heard he's very nice. And I mean, it's always impressive when we've got, you know, celebrities visiting Carroll County for various things like book signings. That was with the public library. But that had to be really, really cool to make him a cake and be involved in that whole process.
Yeah.
So obviously you're an incredibly focused, very busy young man working and doing your schooling and sports. You know, what are you doing? What all's on your calendar so far for 2024? What kind of events are you involved with and what's coming up?
I am the first kid invited to the Taste of Carroll.
Okay.
And on my website, you can see Serpent Ridge and 1623, the dates that I'm going to be there.
So obviously, your business is Soul Man Sweets. You're very involved in caring in the community. I've got to ask you, I loved seeing your outfit at the Light of Carroll Awards. You had the bow tie on. Talk to me about that. Like, where do you get your style? Like, where'd you come up with the bow tie and everything else? Because I think it's just impressive.
I just love wearing Maryland, representing Maryland. And I always wear Old Bay, Natty Bow shoes, stuff like that.
Nah, I think you've got it covered. I mean, you've got Carroll County and Maryland covered. I mean, what more can we say? We've got, you know, young entrepreneur, philanthropic member of the community, all around great person. I mean, I'm really appreciative of you stopping in today and taking a few minutes to talk to me on the podcast, and really appreciative. And for everybody out there, you know, definitely, you know, check out Cameron and check out everything with Soul Man Sweets. It's another great example of how Carroll County does what we do great, which is work together and support each other and support our community. So Cameron, I can't thank you enough for coming in today, and really appreciate everything you're doing, and looking forward to seeing what all you have coming up this year, whether it's Taste of Carroll or any of the other fun things you've got going on.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you.